Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The temptation that a spiritual man must avoid is the temptation of deception. That you can be living in sin and God will be blessing you. Like Samson, you can be fornicating and God will be anointing you. The deception that comes with being anointed, the deception that comes with being a child of God, is that you may be deceived and you may not know. This woman, every evening, God will come into the garden and sit with them. And sit with them. But because she was not fully established in the counsels of God, she could not wait for her husband to come. If what you are doing is all right, why don't you put it forward? Let's judge it. Why are they telling you one time offer? This offer expires at any moment. If you don't pay $150 now, you may not get this offer again. The real value of this course is $10,000. If you did say once in a lifetime, if it's such a lifetime offer, why are you forcing me to pay? Leave me. They know how to get you. They play your emotions. They tell you people who did it. And in 1 week, they made $1 million. They tell you this is what you have been waiting for. I ask you, if you really know something that will give you an edge over others, will you tell them? Come now, come now. After today, we are shutting down the program. Wow. We begin to call people. And say, people are wicked. Christians, they don't help themselves. We don't help for this kind of thing. There is something that exposes a believer. When you hear, now, now, now. The Bible says, he that believeth shall not make haste. So when you come to church, we must deflate every attempt of the flesh to gain control over your life and be calling it God. If you're a spiritual man or you've been in this church long enough and you don't know that God does not require your location to make you who he wants to make you, then I can't help you. If you believe that until you move from here to Ibadan, God cannot bless you, then God will tell you that Ibadan is mine. Lagos is mine. If I call the governor there, he cannot sleep again until he comes. When you sit down and listen to the news, and you watch the news, and you see the way people complain on radio, and then you take a posture in the flesh, and say, it is this man that will save us. It is this man that will save us. Remember, that is how we voted till we got to this point. He that puts his trust in man will fail. He said that woman was deceived by cunning, the serpent's cunning. He said so that your minds may somehow be led what? Astray. Satan's strategy after he introduces deception is distraction. The moment he introduces what? Deception, the next thing is to distract you. It will distract you. You'll be led away from astray from your sincere and pure devotion, your love to Christ. That's what I always tell people. Programs don't change people. It's programming that changes people. Huh? If you live here now, travel to Abuja for a conference, it won't change you. Because it's the same Bible we are preaching. Whether you decide to listen, some people don't, I'm saying this now, some people don't, they are not listening because it's not one pastor that is saying it. You understand? That. So somewhere in your mind, that Bible is a more superior Bible than the one I'm carrying. But when the pastor says, you now get to it, say, but you are not changing. He said you are led astray. You are led astray in the church. You are led astray by the, but you see, because when what you have is not enough for you, you'll be looking for something magical, esoteric, until you'll be deceived. Be deceived. Come on, sir, I will not be led astray. Every time Satan introduces deception, what do you look out for next? Distraction. When you are driving on the express and you see all these big billboards, UEFA championship, you see all kind of adverts on that big billboard. You are driving. Do you take your eyes off the road and you are reading what is it? No, that's for the person sitting beside you. Their continuous existence depends on your own focus. So you just see it face front. The things that pertain to God, they are not hard though. It's just that people will never hear. They are waiting for an anointing to come upon them. But when you go for a program, and you can pray, go for the program, pray for money the first day of the program to the last day of the program. If you don't address the issue of deception and distraction, there's nothing God can do with you. There's nothing, though. Nothing. Even if I lay my hand and leg, it's empty hand. So this is not, it's something for, it's not really a joking matter. Today is Sunday, and everybody has worn their Christmas clothes, they are in church today. The fruit of what they heard, because some people now throughout today, they are going to dance. They are going to dance away their sorrow. They will not hear anything that will affect the way they will attend to their customers tomorrow. They will not hear anything. Just the way Eve was in God's presence, but she was not established enough to know when she's being deceived. It can be anybody. Most people that are easily deceived, they are prayer warriors. Because many prayer warriors, they don't read Bible. Yeah. They don't read Bible. Then they come and be challenging those who say they are preaching the word. It's not about the word. Prayer. You need both. Then the people teaching the word, you say it's not about prayer. It's a communion of the heart. He said this, say that. Oh God, you that you are teaching the word, the way you can preach for 4 hours, go and learn how to pray for us. You will not realize that prayer is not easy. It's easy for you to sit down. If I sit here now and I preach for 4 hours, I'm the only one enjoying myself. People are waiting for when the Holy Spirit will stop him and let's go to the next service. I mean, for Christ's sake, God, you want to finish the Bible today? At the end of the day, you can't even remember half of what was said. Because scientifically, it is proving that 20 minutes, 30 minutes max, you've lost concentration. So what are you doing? We have forever to do this. If all you heard today was 1 Corinthians 11:3, it's enough for you to go and do a Bible study for 1 week. That Satan's strategy has never changed, and that strategy is bringing results. Tell your neighbor, if you know how to read the Bible, you must learn how to pray. If you're a prayer warrior, you must learn how to study the word. You need both. Any other doctrine is from the evil one. So now I've given you a technology that when Satan comes against you through deception and distraction, the target is not what he's showing to you. The target is to create a dichotomy, create a distraction so that your devotion to Christ will not be complete again. So that even when you are trusting God for something, you are trusting God for that thing, but you are holding something in your pocket in case God does not show up. How many believers today can actually point to anything that they walked away from because of Christ? Something that will change your life or better your life. How many believers? Why are we so happy the way we just sit down? Only us Christians. Why are they not unbelievers here? The day unbelievers sit in our midst is the day you will know you can't preach anyhow. Or you don't know. It's easy for us to gather 10,000 Christians shouting, "We are falling under anointing." At the end of the day, you go in as a wet sinner, you come out as a dry sinner, you come out as a wet sinner. If you are being baptized, it doesn't change anything. There are certain things you must know. Satan will not tell you don't love God, but he will create distractions for you. So you must be ruthless. You cannot handle the matter of the things that pertain to Satan with a careless hand. He will mess you up. God has not designed your journey to be done in isolation. You must have a God-given destiny partner that must walk your path with you. If Eve had waited for her husband to come, that thing would not have happened. It would have been difficult for two of them to have been deceived the same. That is why many people who are married, they make decisions alone, they are always having problems. Because you not tell your wife, you not tell your husband. It's a principle. Satan's strategy is not to say, I don't go to church. It's to divide your loyalty so that even God cannot touch you. So now this is the fifth part of this message, and I'm here telling you that God is defined by love. But you can spend your time on TikTok and see all those wayward children. All those wayward children that bear Christian names but are sons and daughters of Satan. Telling you things that should not be heard on the street. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because some of you will say you don't have TikTok now. You see some of these young folks and you are wondering, how did we get here? This person is going to be in church on Sunday. I was listening to Prophet Tomi Arayomi. He said the week after the NSAS that we had at Lekki, there was a church that did a program. The theme of that program was 10 ways to financial freedom. The theme was, it felt somehow. People just died. We have not seen their bodies. We are still fighting on whether people died or not. Somebody came out and said, let's do 10 keys to financial freedom. So you know the spirit that is in a church by the kind of messages they are preaching. It's not the financial freedom that's my problem. It's the fact that they are not even sensitive to what the Spirit of God is saying now. If such a thing is happening now, somebody who has his ears close to Jesus should be able to know this is the kind of programs we should be doing. For instance, if you are in Nigeria and you don't preach on divine protection, divine security, you are just wasting your time. Because you can be bombed anytime. Yeah. If you are a pastor in the South, Port Harcourt, Bayelsa, Delta, Warri, you don't preach deliverance, you are on your own. Because one day all the choir members will be possessed. Now, you may argue with me, but go and ask those who come from that area. You will know what I'm saying. So, there's a lot we need to learn from those in the north. They don't have miracle, they don't have signs and wonder, and they are dying for Jesus. And going to heaven. Our own faith has not made us confident enough that peradventure it is the Lord's will for us to lay our lives down. Or not to go for that degree program. Or not to marry that person. Or not to take a decision. We will be willing to do it because of our love for Him. Everything that has to God must not be convenient. Hey, it must not be convenient. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Look at it in Jeremiah chapter 21 verse 3. He said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, have I drawn you to myself. Because it's easy for us to come to church and say, oh, we love each other, we love God. When you say, Lord, I love you, then look behind you, there's somebody there. The moment you say, Lord, I love you, look beside you, there's somebody there. Love that person, you are loving God. You will now know that to walk in love, you must die to self. To walk in love, you cannot choose your own way. To walk in the love that God approves and sanctifies, you cannot choose your own path. You cannot be a Christian on Sunday. The Holy Ghost will not allow you to be an unbeliever on Monday. He will not, except it's not the Holy Spirit. There are many people walking around with false Holy Ghosts, fake Holy Spirits up and down. If they post something on their social media handle, and I don't have anything personal against social media. I'm just telling you. It may be a way to know if you are born again. I have some of them like that. There's no man that has seen the glory of God. That continued the way he was living. Nobody. All of this noise we are making It's because all of us are still trying to press him. We are still trying to press him. When you press him, you the Holy Spirit will begin to move you on autopilot. He said he worketh in us both to will and to do. So the Holy Spirit is able to compel your decision along, even though God does not permit anyone to will and make decisions, because it's like bypassing your freedom, your power of free will. Yet he is able to what? To what? Cause us to will. In other words, he will be putting some thoughts in your mind. You will be choosing to marry her. You will think it's your decision. It is God that is winding you from behind, making you love that woman. Some of you don't know you can get married to a Fulani child of God. Just wait. We are sending you to Katsina very soon to go and start a church. When you get there, you will know what it means to love a woman like Sons of Solomon. Some of you that always shout, you embarrass your wife. It's because you've not seen some women. You'll be afraid to shout on them. But when you see the person stand in front of you, you won't be able to talk. You just say, it's okay. Just sit down. I'll get it for you. I get it. Because you can, from the skin to the kind of cream she has there, she has her own money. She's busy. She doesn't need you, but you are there. And she speaks in clear phonetics. She's not an area girl. She's. People ask you, how did you do it? That's the question everybody asks you. How did you do it? They want to shout on her. Even without hearing who offended you, people just hang you on the cross and kill you. Because they know that definitely you are the without hearing any matter, says you. Hang him. Meanwhile, it may be the girl. Just gonna start crying. Say, no, Belinda, don't cry. Hang this man. One of the reasons why God wants us to understand this message of love is because family is God's idea. Are you with me now? The bond we share as children of God is stronger than the bond you share between your biological sister. This is natural blood. This is the blood of Jesus. It's a serious matter. I know some of us have not seen it because we are religious people. But the day you see this thing, you will now know why you can't sleep with her. You will now know why you cannot fornicate with that brother. Because this is your brother. I don't know if somebody is still here. It's a revelation, so don't worry. If you have not caught it, pray for that. Family is God's idea. God may not be so much interested, even though he is, in how people are killing themselves outside. He has provided a space within this reality. It's called the church, where every one of God's children must be provided for. So you cannot be attending. You must be a part. There's a difference between attending a place. You may be window shopping, you may be doing, but when you're a part of that place, you won't want anything to be spoiled. Oh, I love God. I'm a child of God. There's one brother that came here, and he came to see me after the service. And I asked him, I said, so what church do you attend? He said, no, I go from program to program. I told him, I said, you are lost. I said, you are lost. You look spiritual, but you are lost. Religious people don't want to hear that one. Because you don't want accountability. You don't want someone to tell you are wrong. But that is God's idea, family. If your father corrects you, will you take your bag and leave the house? So what are you saying? You want to be a man of yourself and you are not even anointed. You don't have prayer life. You don't understand Philippians chapter 2 and verse 30. And you are... Tell your neighbor, family is God's idea. So Jesus developed a system he called the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the separated ones. He called them out. And there are certain things that must be replicated in every local church. Number one, when you come to a spiritual house or a church, you are not spiritually healthy if the only meeting you attend is a prayer meeting. Hello? I say you are not spiritually healthy if you cannot sit down for 2 hours and hear God's word.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody stay here. I need someone to be challenged tonight. Because the reason why Satan is having free space is that you are not angry yet. The day you get angry, you will recover lost grounds. In a spiritual house, there must be spiritual meat. Hello? In a spiritual house, there must be what? Not psychological meat. Not financial meat. Here, we don't give money. We feed people with God's word, and that word will change their lives. Here, we don't compare who is doing well and who is not doing well. You don't have business knowing who is doing well. You didn't send them. Hey, you didn't send them. You can only speak to the things to which God has given to you and committed into your hands, which forms the basis for the kind of revelation God will be feeding you with. How many people, an average Lagosian is a Christian, whether by name or by practice, but an average Lagosian cannot share the gospel because he doesn't know it. You know, it sounds so simple, John 3:16, but until you say talk, you now realize it's not there. It's not there. One of the clear signs of a man that has understood the love of God is that he will be a soul winner. There must be spiritual meat. That means when I come to church, I must find the word of the Lord such that it addresses a major area of my life. It may be bringing me encouragement. It may be bringing me a clear word of direction. It may be bringing me prophetic guidance. But it must be spiritual. It must be meat prepared from the heavens of heaven. Not Bill Gates. Not Elon Musk. Look, as good as it is to be a billionaire, and you may do everything to maintain your wealth, but if you live long enough, a day will come, you will leave that wealth. And the last 5 minutes of your life, that money will not be your problem. You will be thinking of all the things that you should have done that you didn't do. Then you will call Pastor Gbenga and say, are you still alive? I'm ready to give my life to Christ. I've moved to Australia. The number is not ringing again. It's good to be rich. But I think generally what we all need is to be comfortable. Generally, yeah. You want to pay for your children's school fees, you should have the money to pay. Not that you are pursuing money like an idol. Because the truth of the matter is, you will pursue something. If you are not pursuing God, you will pursue money. It's not like, no, it's just the way it is. You cannot serve God and mammon. That means God has already given us the yardstick. He has given us the context for our pursuit. The moment you are not pursuing after God with all your heart, everything you do, even when you are sitting for a PhD, is this money you are seeing. And everybody who pursues money, the money is always going away from them. You pursue it, and one day you just wake up and say, he's a jolly good fellow. You are 70 already. So it is our job that when you come to church, we must provide you spiritual meat. That meat may confront you. That scripture that we read in 2 Corinthians 11:3 is an entire message. It's an entire message. So you must get spiritual meat. Now, in a spiritual house, when you come to church like this, in a family, this is a spiritual family, you must find healing. Healing for your soul. Healing for your bodies. Healing for your spirit. You should get healing when you come to God's house. If you are depressed, you go out, you are encouraged. Not that you came, danced away your sorrow, and the sorrow stood outside, and then when you share the grace and the sorrow entered your bag and you started going home together. No. Come on, sir, have the spirit of joy. Number three, restoration. In a spiritual house, you get restoration. You recover things that have been lost. Come on, say amen. Lost ideas, lost ministries, lost destinies, lost, It could be in any area of your life, your career, your business. You restore it. Because you are in God's house, God makes provision for you. You can't stay with God and then God will say, okay, I want to eat this money. Tommy, go and buy rice with your own money. No. Does it even make sense? Your sibling is staying with you. She's the one buying rice for everybody to eat. Some people are heartless, so they do it. But I don't know if somebody here now. Do you imagine you being in God's house? You are the one buying the food you will eat. Because God is broke. You have not paid the salary. He's a pensioner. So you need, since you are, I have trained you, you to, it's your turn now to. In God's house there's fellowship. Fellowship. Not just the fellowship of the Spirit, and that is important. But fellowship, say when we are in the light, as is in the light, we what? We have fellowship one with another. You and I. And the blood of Jesus does what? It cleanses us. When I speak to her, I speak to her as a servant of God. So my heart is open to receive from her. It may just be a word she will say that will just be that encouragement I need. And what happens between two believers, based on the book of 1 John chapter 1, is that when two believers are speaking, say we have fellowship with one another, that fellowship triggers the flow of the blood. How many of you have ever committed a sin? Before you came to church, you asked for forgiveness, you still felt bad. Then you came to church and as you were leaving, you noticed the body was lifted. Please talk to me. Now, what you experienced there was that because you came into a corporate anointing, the blood of Jesus that flowed amongst us cleansed you. Even though you said you asked for forgiveness, but you were still carrying the guilt up and down. Then you came for a meeting and then somebody was singing, I'm rising above the shadow. And they sang that song for 30 minutes. You couldn't explain what happened. You just noticed the body was lifted. This is what that scripture says, that when we have fellowship one with another, the blood of God begins to flow in our midst. This one is to take away the sickness. This one is to take away the depression. This one is to take away the guilt. This one is to take away that sin. It will take away that bondage. By the time we are holding our hands and sharing the grace, bodies, sea angels, packing rubbish out of the place. Come on now. You won't get that one in your house. You get it in a fellowship. So if you make yourself comfortable because you have read Greek and Hebrew and you are not consistent in Christian fellowship, there are so many things you lose. Have you ever heard the pastor preaching and he referred to a verse, but you started receiving other insight from where you are sitting? Not what the pastor was saying. It is fellowship. It's fellowship. I attended a church for like 3 to 5 years. I never gained anything from the pastor. The only thing I gained was anytime he opened a verse, the Holy Spirit would start teaching me from that verse. I would start jotting. The man noticed how foolish. It wasn't what he was saying. It was what the Lord was showing me. So you don't want to go to church, you don't want to go to church. Don't say, I'm not blessed. You are the... If you are working with God, God can use stone to talk to you. He used a donkey to talk to a prophet. What are you talking about? Your heart is closed. And only open heart unlocks the heavens. You must be delivered from the man of God syndrome. Special guest minister syndrome. That until a big man comes, you cannot... You are lost. Because that man of God may not come in the next 3 years. You don't feed people with men of God. It is the job of the pastor to feed the sheep. It's his marking scheme. In the church, we also experience training. 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 The ability, you train you in the ability to pray, to disciple, to teach the word, to love your neighbors, to receive rebuke and to give rebuke. We teach you in Christian character and conduct. We teach you how to bear with the infirmities of others without feeling entangled in the same. Training. How to deliver the word in your own simple way and make sense. Spiritual leadership. In the house of God, you receive spiritual leadership. This is what Jesus committed to. This is why Jesus cannot be operating from outside. He said, I have other sheep that are outside. In John chapter 10, he said, I must go out and bring them in, that they may be one. Because when we are together, it's easy for Jesus to speak to all of us in one place. When I was in the bank, sometimes we want to have meeting, somebody, they say, let's wait for him. Because the MD doesn't want to repeat himself. Let's wait. And listen to me. When Jesus appeared to John in the book of Revelations, he spoke to the pastors of the church. He didn't speak directly to the churches. He said to the angel over the house of Ephesus, to the church of Philadelphia, and he spoke about seven churches. Jesus didn't engage the church directly. He spoke to their angel. The word angel there is messenger, pastor. So if I refuse to tell you the truth and I keep quiet because I don't want to hurt you, your error will be my error. So the issue is not, we believe in Jesus, we are going to heaven. You will go to heaven, but I will be required to answer a query on why I did not address the error in your life. So if you still want to be a pastor, we are recruiting. You can see Pastor David. We have space, plenty of spaces. Ministry. In the house of God, you get ministry. Ministry to the saints. Ministry to the Lord. Are you blessed this morning? Ministry to the Lord. Ministry to the saints. Everything that brings Christ to others will train you to do those things here. That's what the church is all about. Under leadership, the point I mentioned before, you will get discipline. So from next Sunday, if you come late to church, don't stroll in, run in. Say amen. I say from next Sunday, when you come late to church, don't stroll in like you gathered us. What do you do? Run in, because you're a late comer. The question I just ask you is that if your group CEO was going to meet with all the leaders in the office and then he came by 7 and you came by 9, so what happens? You see, there are some things we do. I'm not sure Jermichael understands. Jermichael doesn't understand because he cannot try it. But it's under leadership and discipleship we tell you that at your level you should not be a latecomer. And when you're a latecomer, you run. Show responsibility. That's what you get in the church. This is what people run away from. This is what Satan seduces them away from. So that they become unfit for the hand of God to rest on them. So even when God wants to use you, there are too many issues around you. I say, later. The thing with God is that even if you are 50 years, the day you come, you go to class 1. God will say, because of his age. Michael. Who is in class 3 there? Say the youngest person there is 35 years old. What do we do now? Baba cannot stay in class 1. You will go to nursery self. You don't even know anything. We are still begging for primary 1. You are going to nursery. We that we know where you are going. Hallelujah. The local church is the design for love provisions, for God's provisions of love. For everyone that is his child. If you are hurting, what the local church does for you is that if there's one of your brothers that lives around you, he has a responsibility. If you are living in Ikorodu, and there's a brother at what's that place before my 12? Man of God from Ikorodu coming out. What's that area? A Greek, then there's what Irawo. If there's a brother there, that's the first person you should call. That's the first message you call. Don't come to church and just see only God. You, apart from God and the pastor, you don't care. I don't give a damn about anybody. I just focus on heaven. My sister, that will change from today. I said that will change from today. I know some of us who are professional fighters, but from today, love has entered your life. So you call the person closest to you for help. That is what we are as a church. Not that you call pastor that is in Kotangura, you will now be running. Say, Sister Tobe, I have to go and see her now. Why is she like, I don't have to see her. There's a brother or a sister that is in that area, or that can quickly take a 100 naira bus. You can say, I love God, it's the love of my life. I love you, Jesus. I feel your presence. God say, Michael, say, sir. Who is that? Say, it's Tina. Say, why is she crying? Say, why is she crying? Say, she's just praying. Say, tell her not to pray. That your cry is confusing me. This love you love me, I understand. Go and love the sister beside you. That's the spirit. Amen. Because the word I love you has not been used so much. So when somebody says I love you, your mind begins to run a wire. You are thinking of so many things. You're not here. You're not beginning to hear. Really? I hope you are not joking with me. No, I'm not. I'm joking with you. The word love belongs to the church. When I say I love you, because God is love, what I'm saying is I got you. You cannot interpret the context and reality of love outside God. That means I will not abuse you. I will not take advantage of you. I will stand with you as your brother. It will be as though Jesus was there with you. When I say I love you, it has nothing to do with my emotions. It's a spiritual state of mind. But when you misuse that love, when you finally hear it, it's from that area boy on your seat. You say, I love you. You say, wow. You say, really? Some people don't smile until that kind of conversation. The smile just, just comes out from inside. You have been deceived. And you think it's just the women. No? Some men are very useless. When a lady tells them, you don't know how I feel about this. See the guy blushing like a baby. As old 70-year-old man, blushing like a baby. Blushing! You now look so ugly. Blushing at your age. You better do quick because school fees is not coming down, it's going up. You want to marry, let's know who is left. Say, I don't know, I'm looking for the right person. You will never find. You will never find. That person is dead. You will never find. So I'm looking for you. We trade love, not spec. The Bible said when Jesus came in Isaiah chapter 15, it said there was no comeliness found in him. Jesus was not somebody you will see and naturally want to get close to. He was not fine. He was not attractive. The attractiveness in him was the glory. It was nothing physical. Even with that state, he had many Marys in his life. Mary Magdalene, the one of Salome. He had Mary, the mother of John. He had so many Marys. Now imagine he was like some of us. you see Mary, you see Martha, you see Salome, you see Wumi, you see Adeomi, you see Olawumi, you see Shango Wumi, you see all the Wumi, and you will not know why they are there. They are in the usher, they are in the usher team, they are in the prayer team, they are in the minister. You see all these people, Bolan Lake, what? Only women in this church? So God just said, oh boy, this job you are going to do, you will not be fine. So you can choose 12 disciples and no woman among them. Someone said, God gave me a special grace. They say, well, I understand women, I have an unction for them. I say, you are already on the way to hell. You, God gave you unction to minister. That's your area. That's I say, bro, alone, you cannot make you. As you are going to get to hell eventually. Cannot make it. There's nothing more beautiful than when you come to church like this, and somebody says good morning, and you know that good morning is genuine. It's not the good money of... can I get 500 naira there? They are not here. So I need all of you to love yourself so much. So when those people come, it will be hard for them. We'll all be saying the same thing. If the Lord permits me, this second service, I will teach on how to deal with manipulators. It takes a kura to catch another kura. It takes a smart man, crooked man, to catch another one. When you start a relationship today, and the next day she tells you, you know what, I just had this headache. She wants to manipulate you so that you can start running down. It's today you have headache. It's today your rent is due. It's today your phone fell down and got broken. It's today that your shoe, you are going, you just sympathy, manipulation, deception, going astray. You didn't call me this morning. That's not my agreement with you. All those things that we have defined as love is why we are in trouble. Because you did it when you were engaged. Now you are married, you refuse to do it. It became a problem. Put the Bible in front of two of you. This is the basis of our covenant. We didn't join you in a court. We joined you with Bible in the church. Come on. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 44. Acts chapter 2, quickly, verse 44. This is God's design for the church. Look at this in NIV. He said all the believers did what? They were together. That together means that they were together in unity. They believed the same things. They honored the same things. They represented the same things. They loved the same way. And they had everything what? In common. They had everything in common. They had everything in common. They had everything in common. Nobody wore a better clothes than the other. If you have and have, you remove and give the person. Some of you can't even remember the last time you gave somebody a pair of slippers. I know Sakpa is real, but some of you think I'm always in the spiritual realm. I'm here. I know what is going on. Sometimes, when you are so broke, just buy a pair of slippers and say, sister, what's your style? I wanted to bless you. She can afford the slippers, but that sister will forever respect you and honor you. See, I don't know, this church they don't love. It's you that is not loving. Every other person is loving. Don't be an entitled person. Say they had everything in common. They fed from the same stream. They supported each other. They loved each other. They fed from the same world. They prayed together. You go to some churches. You see the way they pray. See, this is deeper life. When I was in deeper life, because some of you didn't know that we are coming from somewhere. When I was in deeper life, there's a way we prayed. When they give the prayer point, you will not hear anything. You'll just be like, so even if you don't know how to speak in tongues, we believe everybody is speaking in tongues. And I started praying that way. So the prayer became sweet. It's not like, Father, then when Brother Antonio and Brother Lawrence and Brother Humphrey started teaching me how to pray, Brother Lawrence puts one hand in his pocket, stretched his legs, and without knowing it, I was copying him. I was just trying to develop a prayer life. Before I knew it, it was Brother Humphrey. If he's praying, he'll be doing his leg like bow leg. And I started praying like that. They were my seniors. Learn good things from people. Don't not just to be looking like Lucas. You learn good things from people. Be followers of them who are doing good things. Amen. When I started singing, it was my friend in just that I was copying. They had all things in common. Come on, say in common. We believe the same thing. We love the same way. We do everything together. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. Quickly. Romans 12, 10.
I won't relent, oh God, until I see your face. I want to know you more. Until I am like you.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. Be devoted to one another in what? In brotherly love. The love of a brother. Let me show you the love of a brother. Come, my brother. Come, let me show you. Well, this is the love of a brother. Where you see, how far now? That's brotherly love. It's not, we don't have this. That's why we have gifts. Hallelujah. It's brotherly love. When you are talking, you are just going. You are going. You may go up to his house and eat beans without salt. But we'll be sharing scriptures, strengthening each other. Then he will tell me about the lady he likes. I say, she's a good sister. Then I will also tell him my own problem. Then he will talk. By the time I leave there, I'm not feeling I've wasted my time. Even if it was a sister, it's the same thing. Sisterly love. When I say, Tobi, how far now? How old are we? Are going. So say, see those people. See, maybe they are Christians. Stay there. Your mind is so dirty. Even the devil is amazed. How now? When did you get back? So person, you know, we don't be talking. By the time I leave Tobechuku's house, when I get to Tobechuku, she's not thinking, hey, what will pastor eat? There is nothing. There's no demand. It's what you have. No, hey, pastor, hey. Now what? This is where pastor come today. Hey! Be devoted to one another. In what? In brotherly love. It's the spirit by which you are doing it. Don't let Sapa affect your brain. Hey! You see, this church, you now go love, you now go tire. The thing go to shock you, go to shock you. Until I am like you. Until I am like you. We are going to love until we are like you. Until I am like you. I won't relent. Oh God, until I see your face, I want to know you more. Until I am like you, I won't relent. Oh God, until I see your face, I want to know. Hold somebody beside you. Rise to your feet.